Page 9. Senate Joint Resolution Number 8201. Argument 4. Approve 8201 to guarantee long-term care funds are there when we need them. 8201 requires 100% of investment income earned by the state's long-term care trust fund to be spent on long-term care services for vulnerable seniors and disabled people. Washingtonians want to live with dignity as they age. 8201 supports this shared goal, strengthening the Benefits Trust Fund to help seniors and disabled Washingtonians while protecting taxpayers. 8201 is a common sense measure that ensures tax dollars go further. Current law limits investment of the trust fund to only low return choices, like government bonds and savings certificates. 8201 allows the trust fund to be invested to produce higher returns. This proven method would be managed by the independent, nonpartisan Washington State Investment Board, which is bound by the highest fiduciary standards. Approve 8201 to increase funding without impacting taxpayers. 8201 is projected to grow the trust fund by $67 billion over the next 50 years, money that can be used to increase benefits for people with disabilities and seniors without costing taxpayers a penny. Higher earnings means more money for care, good for seniors, disabled Washingtonians, their families, and taxpayers. 8201 has overwhelming bipartisan support across the political spectrum. It's encouraging when leaders of both parties agree on something, and a supermajority of Democratic and Republican lawmakers approved this common-sense approach. 8201 is supported by nurses, unions, businesses, and groups representing millions of Washingtonian seniors and people with pre-existing conditions. Vote approve. Rebuttal of argument against. Fact. Since 1981, the independent Washington State Investment Board has safely and effectively managed over $200 billion for pensions, college savings funds, and more, with an average growth rate of 8% yearly. We must ensure our long-term care trust fund grows to keep up with rising costs while protecting taxpayers. A bipartisan supermajority of lawmakers approved this measure. Approve 8201, so Washington's trust fund is there for aging seniors and people with disabilities. Written by Justin Gill, APRN, RN, President of Washington State Nurses Association. Bob Ferguson, Governor, Democrat. John Braun, State Senator, Minority Leader, Republican. Karma Maddie Jackson, CEO, Washington Healthcare Association. Kathy Knight, State Director, Washington Association Area Agencies on Aging. Danny Rice, Caregiver for People with Autism and Down's Syndrome. Contact. Phone 206-451-7139. Email ANAAPPROVE8201.org. Website APPROVE8201. 1.org. Argument against. Reject this constitutional change again. Washington voters already rejected this proposal to take taxpayer money and invest in private stocks and corporations. 2020, SJR 8212. Our state founders protected public funds from risky investments by establishing safeguards in our state constitution, prohibiting corporate stock market investments of your tax dollars. Reject constitutional changes that gamble your money in an unstable market. SJR 8201 overturns safeguards for the Long-Term Services and Support, LTSS Fund, a multi-billion dollar program established in 2020. Washingtonians are not yet eligible to access program benefits, but proponents are again asking you to remove a key constitutional protection. Currently, it's safeguarded in secured investments like federal, state, and municipal bonds, which support our communities, a better use of our tax dollars. Stock markets and private investments fluctuate greatly, with no guarantees, and the benefit needs are unknown in this untested program. This LTSS fund exists to help Washingtonians access long-term care as we age or face disability. When market speculation falls short, taxpayers and beneficiaries would pay the price through reduced benefits or increased taxes. Rejecting constitutional changes provide more stability and certainty. Continuing to invest our public money into federal, state, and municipal bonds supports public works that we all depend on. Rejecting SJR 8201 provides for better planning and stability. Reject SJR 8201. Our state and LTSS need fiscal responsibility, not financial roulette. Reject SJR 8201 to keep the fund secure, stable, and focused on serving the people who will depend on it. Rebuttal of Argument 4. Proponents imply a guaranteed return of billions of dollars over 50 years, but of course, that's not guaranteed. In 2008, the State Investment Board lost negative 26.2%, and 2022 lost negative 12.9%. It's how the stock market works. In future recessions or market crashes, when returns fall short, benefits must be cut or tax rates must go up, compared to guaranteed municipal bond returns of 3 to 5%. The choice is clear. Invest in ourselves, not Wall Street. Reject SJR 8201. Written by Bob Hasegawa, State Senator, Democrat, 11th District. Peter Abarno, State Representative, Republican, 20th District. Mark Schossler, State Senator, Republican, 9th District. Joe Schmick, State Representative, Republican, 9th District. Contact, phone, 360-786-7616. Email, bob.hasegawa@leg.wa.gov.